Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Mike Daniels back on the show. Mike is the chairman of the National Advisory Board of the AEI, Global Internet Strategy Project. He is, folks, he's one of the legendary veterans of the tech industry, and he's the co-author of Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions. That's Network Solutions. That, you know what that is? That was a forerunner to ICANN. He was the guy who took that over and handed it off to ICANN. Very important job in all of our histories. He's our good friend Mike Daniels. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be with you and your listeners this morning.
Good to have you back as always. Folks, Mike is a global perspective. His perspective is global in scope, and his taproot in history is long, is deep. Mike, when you look out across what's going on right now, I feel like today, literally today, is maybe we'll mark it as an official reopening of America. Most of America is reopened, I think. Not all, but most are. Even if they're not allowed to, most people are opening up. I mean, a lot of people, small business owners, are opening their doors for the first time to customers, even as we speak. I feel like we're just about to emerge through this wormhole we've been in, this mid-pandemic wormhole, into whatever's coming next at us. What do you think? Where do you think we are?
I believe exactly what you say, Jim. I think we've been through this time period. I think we're about there with things reopening up in almost every state, if not all states. I think you're exactly right. That's where we are right now.
So how do you think it's going to go going forward? Do you think we'll be completely open, the whole country will be open in 30 days?
I believe that we're going to have a rolling effect, Jim. I think that we're going to see every location be different because we've got local officials deciding with state officials and the feds weighing in from time to time. I think there's going to be great disparity across the country depending on what's going on with this particular pandemic and the disease. I think states are different. Local communities are different. I felt that way almost from the start. So I think that's what we're going to see. I certainly have seen that everywhere, as you have. Mm-hmm. I've watched it in the western states, the southern states, and northeast. I deal in all those parts of the country. And everybody I've talked to and do business with, it's been very different. If you're living in New York City, it's been totally different from Colorado, Virginia, right. Alabama, Georgia, California. No, it's going to be very different in different places for a long time to come, I think.
Well, I've been talking to people today, this morning. I've talked to people from Connecticut and Pennsylvania, and they're frustrated with their governors because they refuse to release to allow people. And I'm thinking, you know what? I didn't give governor power over my life. I'm going to do what I want to do. And I mean, I think some of these places are going to start seeing more revolutions, don't you?
Well, Jim, my answer to that is I think maybe. And what I think, you know, there are a lot of lessons learned out of this. And one of the things you and I have talked about for how long now, as long as we've been chatting, mm-hmm. is I'd say to every business owner I know, you ought to stop a minute and think about what we've been talking about. One central thing you and I for many years, we're in the digitization of the globe phase. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we ought to think hard about is this started in the 90s, mid-90s, and the dot-com boom, which mm-hmm. you know I was directly in with yep. Network Solutions. Every company that has digitized themselves across the globe, Jim, versus those who have not, mm-hmm. this has been the biggest 25-year wave in technology history yep. In my lifetime. Yep. And you've written great books about it. I love your books. They've been right on. If you've digitized your business, you're doing a lot better than people who haven't. Mm-hmm. And anybody who hasn't done that better learn that in this pandemic, because a lot of people who didn't digitize, they're never going to make it.
Those are going to be the new expectations. Even customers who want high touch are going to demand high tech and go in the post-pandemic era. And that's what you're talking about. And that's exactly right. And when we come back, I'm going to get Mike to talk a little bit about what he's seeing about in the companies that he works with. He serves and supports a number of companies around the country, different sizes, different stages of growth. We'll get him to report on what he's seeing out there and some of the shifts that are happening in their companies and what you and I can learn from. And that's coming up right after the break. Mike Daniels and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.